Vrindavan Amrita. These are we're going to describe, because we're working our way up to, we've heard about a lot of the supporting characters playing supporting roles in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the ground itself of Vrindavan, the trees and grass and plants and animals and cows, etc., even dogs. And now we want to hear about the special enchantment of Vrindavan itself, how Vrindavan has such an enchanting special quality, which is so conducive for Radha and Krishna's confidential pastimes. So this section is called The Enchantment of the Loveland of Play. The Loveland of Play is what we call Vrindavan. This Loveland of Play, Sri Vrindavan, beyond description, chapter 1, verse 35. Vrindatavi nahi kavishvara vakya koti sambhavyamana guna ratna gan chattaika etama para rasadaniyam asheshakani samrudya mritta matim adyavasya yahi. Despite composing millions of poems, the best of poets cannot even describe the illumination of only one of the unlimited jewel-like qualities of Vrindavan. It's beyond all the poet's imagination. O friends, control the urges of your senses and with a fixed mind proceed to the land of Vrindavan, which is the reservoir of unlimited transcendental mellows. Ashesha Kani. Rasadhanam Ashesha Kani. Kani means a treasure house of unlimited rasa, apara, transcendental rasas, a wealth of unlimited rasas. I can read another translation. Poets can't describe it, but we should simply control our senses and go there. So this is establishing the point that this land of enchantment, the enchantment of the love land of play. It's such an extraordinary land that it's beyond the description of millions of poets' greatest imaginations. They can stretch as far as they can go, and they can't find the adjectives, and they can't find the words to glorify and paint a picture of the beauty and sweetness and speciality of Vrindavan. So forget about it. Just control your senses and leave all your dictionaries and pens and pencils behind and go to Vrindavan, and you'll find there a mine, an unlimited gold mine. That land is like a mine. It's a surface mine. You don't have to dig. Mine, Kani. Kani means a mine. Jewel mine. You dig in the ground, you go underground, you find silver veins, the Chandi Nadi or Sona Nadi underground, and then you work the mine and you chop away those nuggets of gold or silver, iron ore, and you bring out those elements, heavy metals or light metals from Mother Earth. But this mine, this jewel, Ashesha Kani, this mine of mine, of Vrindavan is right on the surface. You don't have to dig any holes. You just have to withdraw your senses. Pratyahara. Pratyahara means you have to withdraw the senses. That's what he's saying. Withdraw your senses. Control the senses. If one controls his senses and fixes his mind, then he'll see how many jewels are everywhere. How many jewels are right in front of his eyes. The jewel-like trees, and the jewel-like birds, and the jewel-like river, Yamuna, and jewel-like Govardhan, and jewel-like people, and he'll appreciate that. So this Vrindavan is beyond description. That's the first point. And the second point is chapter 13, verse 3, that all is attainable here. One can attain everything here. Muktahara Surichira Guna Swachatam Adadhana Krishna Suta Swayam Upahitara Daya Kantapite Tam Ched Vrindavanam Bhuvi Lutam Tadrishasya Mahatman. Nunam tadrik param apinate durlabam hanta bhavi. Bhavi, hanta bhavi. Hanta, hanta. Once Sri Krishna prepared an enchanting, extraordinary pearl necklace, Mukta Charita, that Sri Radha personally put around her neck. If you can also become a servant like that necklace by rolling on the ground of Vrindavan, then it will not be difficult at all for you to attain the service of Radha. There is no doubt about this. So this is something about the jewels, the Asheshakani. This is jewels that you'll get this, all is attainable here. This is the point. You can become a servant like that necklace by rolling in the ground of Vrindavan. Lutams. Lutams means Vrindavana Bhuvi Lutams. It means to roll in the Bhuvi, in the earth of Vrindavan. It's harder and harder to find it these days. They keep paving it everywhere. Even the inside path of Govardhan is covered with bricks and asphalt. And if you go off the path, it's all bobble trees and thorns. And you have to carry your own bag of earth around. You have to carry a little wheelbarrow of earth and dump it out and then spread it around and roll in it, then pack it back up. And yeah, I think carried. I think I suggest anybody listening to Vrindavan, they should get a big trunk and fill it up with enough earth to roll in, because it may be pretty valuable. Be able to sell each grain for $1 million pretty soon. That's a little ironic thing, but beautiful point here about this wonderful Leela of Krishna growing his pearl garden so he could offer so many beautiful pearls to Radharani. Put her in a lot of distress also, but it's more fun to make someone smile that's frowning than it is to make someone that's smiling more that's already smiling. So when Radharani's frowning and upset and worried and tense because she took all of the pearls from her jewel box, and every sucky took all the pearls that they ever got given to them by their grandmother and their mother and their mother-in-law and their husband and anybody and everybody, and buried them in the ground in Moti Kund and tried to grow a pearl garden, and it came up with thorn bushes, and she was really anxious about her heirloom, her inherited wealth of pearl necklaces. And Krishna planted some pearls he begged from Yashoda, who was the only one willing to give him any. And his pearls came up in beautiful pearl bushes. And Vishwanath Chakravarti describes that those pearl bushes were his mother doubted, but she knew that her son was doing a lot of amazing things, so she didn't really question him that much. And mothers love their sons too much anyway. They just can't help but surrender to their children, their sons. So he looked at Mother Yashoda in such a way, and she said, "Oh, Janani, can I please have some all your pearls? I want to make a garden. Like, I see Daddy planting gehun and planting so many sorso and so many seeds in the ground, and all so many things come growing up. So I want to plant these pearl seeds and grow a garden." "Oh, Lala, that you're so sweet. You know, these pearls, they come from the ocean." And then Krishna said, "Well, then we'll put lots of water on them." Because Mother Yashoda said, "They come from the ocean, they don't come from the ground." And Krishna said, "Okay, we'll just keep putting water, water, water like ocean. And then they'll grow." No, it's not that they grow in the ocean. They come from the ocean. He's a kid, you know, he's a little kid. So Mother Yashoda is saying that there's a little animal there, and they get inside there, and some sand, and they get irritated and make this thing around it, pearl, this, that. "Anyway, please, oh, please, please, mommy. So Yashoda said, "Okay, listen, don't tell your father. Don't tell your father what I'm going to do, or he'll kill me," as they say. So then, yes, and "I won't tell, don't worry." And then he went out with his boys, and they planted all these pearls, and they got the beautiful pearl bushes came up, and very fast they're growing, and flowers, and so many beautiful, so much beautiful fragrance is coming from that garden. And the Sakis heard about it, and they went over there, and then they saw, oh, they're growing these, and then they were very excited. And then they thought we should, and then they said, oh, but it's probably just bushes and some tomatoes or something. Then all of a sudden, the pearls started coming out of the out of these bushes, these pearl bushes that Krishna planted from the pearls of his mother Yashoda. And then the pearls were different colors. Usually a pearl is white or a little off-white or yellow, a little grayish. It's like this, gray-white, something like this variation, black, gray-white, but yellow. But there was red pearls, and there were blue pearls, and yellow, green, all different colored pearls. Not only that, they were giving fragrance. The pearls were fragrant, like the most exotic celestial flowers. And the gopis got the report. The parrots went there and reported to Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi told Radharani. And she sent her spies, her duties over there, messenger spies. They went and they saw and they smelled. They smelled and they saw. And they were chamatkar. They were amazed. Huh? Oh. Ah, oh, Sakhi. Ah, oh, it smells so nice. Look at those pearls. Those red ones, blue. Some, oh, we better get some more messengers. Some, call some more manjaris. No one will believe us. So he went and called three or four more. Look, look, you see, what do you see? I see pearls. What do you smell? I smell celestial flowers. You ever smell before? No. Have you ever seen before? No. Okay, now let's en masse. En masse. Go back and tell Radharani, inform her of the news. Oh, Radhika. Oh, Swamini. We went there and we saw in Krishna's pearl garden and Muktakund, so many pearls, thousand pearls. And Radharani's eyes were getting bigger. Acha. Really, thousands, yeah. And really, pearls. Oh, I don't believe it. If you don't believe that, then wait till we tell you this. And there's not only thousands of them, but some of them, they were white. Oh, okay. But they were red and blue and green and yellow. Oh, no, what are you saying? I can't believe it. This is impossible. And then other 5-7 mandris. And no, it's true. We saw. I'll show you also. Yeah. And Radharani, you want to hear something else? They're fragrant like flowers. They're like flowers you can't imagine. They're nothing like this in the whole Vrindavan, Braj Mandal. These flowers are so amazing. Oh, really? Okay, Sakis, listen, this is ridiculous. We have to plant our better garden. So then they collected all these pearls, and then from everywhere and wherever they could get big bar of steel. And then they made this Motikund and they planted all these pearls in Varsana to make a garden. And then they're waiting and they thought, and Radharani said, what did Krishna and the boys use? How did they water their garden? And they put water. They just took some water and watered it. Acha. So we are going to make better pearls. They use water, but we're gopis. We're more intelligent. We're going to use milk. We're going to water those pearls with lots and lots of milk. Yeah, that's a good idea. We can just tell our fathers, and we would just tell them that, you know, we have to use it like this. So then they started using all the milk. And then it was going on for a couple of weeks, so all the milk was going there. Then the fathers were saying, hey, they were asking their wives, why is there no ghee in the sabji? Why is there no ghee on the chapatis? And the wives were like quiet because their daughters, their daughter-in-laws were taking all the milk to water the pearl garden. And with the speak of all the pearls they took from them also, the mothers gave their pearls. And so the mothers and the daughters and daughters-in-laws were all in trouble. Because they all gave their pearls. Now if the husband finds out or the father finds out, it's big trouble. So they would say, well, in the market, no one's buying anything now. There's this, that, the other thing. And everyone's gone on pilgrimage and to Kedarnath. And no one's buying milk these days. And so we're just feeding it to the calves and this, that. You know, they made excuses. But then after some time, the coward men were saying, listen, we have to go to Mathura and sell some ghee and get some money to run the household. Oh, So Radharani pouring all this milk and ghee on her pearl plants, and they're waiting, and then some weeds came out, thorn bushes. Just thorn bushes came out. exactly where they planted the pearls. I said, oh my God, what is this? And, and then they got called Brindadevi. He said, listen, you're in charge of the forest. What happened? You're not keeping an eye on what happened? Those boys came? She said, yeah, I think those boys came. We didn't put a fence around it. And then Radharani said, but they didn't have any fence around theirs. Yeah, that's there. I think they got envious. They came at night and they dug up the ground and took all our pearls. No, that's not possible. Why should they have better? Their pearls are like they have thousands of them. I don't know, Radharani. I don't know what to say. Ananda Kanda Bhagavad Ki Jai Jai Shri Radhe. But when it's all said and done, Krishna made it. He got there was a lot of bickering and bickering and bartering going back and forth with Krishna and the gopis and the coward boys. And finally, Krishna did not want to accede to the gopis' request. They were begging him for some pearls, and out of the kindness of his heart, which he refused, because when he asked them on Gopastami, he said, listen, previously a month or so ago, I came to you in a humble mood, Trinada Pisunichina, Tarori Vasahishna, Amanina Amanidena Kirtaniya Sadhari. And I was chanting your glories, Radhe Radhe, Radha Radha Kirtan Sadhari, Sadhari, Kirtaniya Sadharade, Kirtaniya Sadharade. I was always chanting Radhe Radhe Kirtan. And I sang, Radhe Radhe, please, it's Gopastami. I want to decorate Gomata. And I need a few pearls from you and all the gopis. Acha, how many do you need? Well, I have 9 lakhs of cows. 9 lakhs of cows. So what is your idea? Well, I want to put one necklace on each cow. So then Lalita, hearing this preposterous request of this ridiculous coward boy, she said, are you out of your mind? You know, go past me, you're going to decorate the cows with pearls. We're not going to give you even one pearl, even the most insignificant, cheapest Hyderabad pearl that we have in our collection. We're not going to give you even one for your ridiculous venture to pearl necklace. Who ever heard of such a thing? You put a little kunkum and some rice and some turmeric on your hand, and you put your hand on their back and you offer them some grass and what is this? And you offer some malas and garlands and a blanket. Pearl necklaces for a cow? But then, you know, you didn't give me any, so why should I give you any? And then Madamango was saying, listen, you can't be so hard. I mean, they're innocent girls. They didn't really mean anything. They were attached to their jewelry like any other lady, and they didn't want to give you anything. So what can you say? So then Krishna, all right, look, I tell you, see this necklace? And he held up one necklace, right? And you see this necklace? You want this one? You like it? Oh, yeah, it's very nice. I will sell you this necklace for 100 crores. And Radharani said, what's this 100 crores? I mean, this is ridiculous, overpricing. This is not fair. This is a cartel, a pearl market cartel. You're trying to fix the prices and control the flow. So they argued back and forth, and then Krishna packed up all his pearls. Okay, forget it. I'm not selling any. I'm closing the market, and the deal's off. And he left, and Gopi started crying, ooh, sham, sham, sham. Then Madhumangal, then they met privately, and Madhumangal went to Krishna and said, listen, it can't be so hard. I mean, they're gopis. You know, they're abalas, and they're weak, and they're so innocent and tender and sweet and charming. How can you be so mean? I mean, I know that sometimes they're not very nice and they catch us and they tie our sikhas to the tree branches and then they take pots of yogurt and they pour over our heads and then they embarrass the hell out of us. And, you know, I'm a Brahmin, I get so insulted and I threaten to curse them, but they know and I know that my curses don't have any effect anyway. Because unless someone controls their tongue, the curses have no effect and everyone knows about that. You know, I eat a laddu a minute, so Madhu Mangal, he surrounds himself with auspicious sweets. Madhu Mangal. Mangala, he's always surrounded with auspicious madhu sweets and stuffing them in his face and belly. And when they're eating breakfast together, Nandagram, and he's so much fastly eating the yogurt because it's so good and so thick and so creamy and so sweet and so fresh and so fragrant and so cooling and so delightful when he's eating this yogurt at breakfast with the kachoris, beautiful kachoris and samosas that Radharani made. He's just stuffing it in his mouth and starts bubbling out and dripping down his chin. And starts falling off his chin, landing on his belly. And then Sridham says, "Oh, Brahman. Oh, Brahman. Oho, Brahman. Oho, so Brahman Maru. You're such a Brahman. I can see. The only thing that's Brahman or unlimited about you is the size of your belly." Because Brahman means unlimited. So even Madhu Mangal, he's a funny character and a brunt of jokes. Oftentimes, but he's appealing to the softer side of Shyam and asking him, "Please, can't you give some pearls?" So then Krishna breaks down and says, All right, now boys, sit down. Let's start stringing some necklaces for the gopis." So they start stringing necklaces. And then they're making different necklaces, a blue necklace, blue pearl necklace for Radharani because she likes blue, and different colors. Necklaces. And then he decides to make it very personal, so he tells some coward boys to go get some wooden boxes from some of the Rajasthani craftsmen. So they run over there to Jaipur or whatever. They're right in Braj. So they get some palindas or whatever. They get some nice, beautiful wooden boxes, and Krishna puts the name on each box, Sri Radha. Personal jewelry box with their name engraved on the top. Then he says, "All right, I break down. I'm going to show my love to Radha." So I think all the boys, they pick up all these boxes. We're talking about Merry Christmas and all that stuff. And people get boxes with their name on, a little tag on their name, to Joe Schwartz, from Mary and this and that. And you look at the tag, and then they rip off the tag and rip off all the packaging and curse all the ribbons and stuff because they're in the way of your gift. And you finally devour all the packaging and open the gift and say, "Oh no, a necktie." Oh no, a necktie. Oh no, another necktie. And then you say, "Oh, thank you very much." And she wants to see your look, your auntie wants to see the look on your face. And so you paint on a fake smile. And then you say, "Oh, thank you so much. It's so beautiful, this, that." And so now Krishna made this box as a beautiful gift to Radharani. And then he went, while the cowboys went back and said, "All right, listen, Radharani, I changed my mind. I want to give you, I made with my own hands this beautiful, you take this box of pearls. It's a gift to you." So once Sri Krishna prepared an enchanting, extraordinary pearl necklace that Radha personally put around her neck. So if we can become a servant like this pearl necklace, hanging around Radharani's neck, and how you become so intimate and so dear to Radharani? By taking shelter of her Brajadam. And how will you take shelter of Radharani's Brajadam? By rolling in the Brajaraj. Vrindavan says, Vrindavan Abhuvi Lutams. And that, if you do that, if you give up all your false prestige and false designations and upadis, Sarvapadi Vinirmuktam Tat Pratvena Nirmalam Rishikesha Rishikinam Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. If we can abandon all this falsity that's covering the self and roll humbly in the dust, and Vrindavan begging for the mercy and save of Radharani, then although it's very difficult to attain Radha Dasya, or the service of Radha, Samshaya, without any doubt, you'll certainly attain this. And this is the promise of Prabodhananda Saraswati, and he knows better than anything the heart of Radharani, because he is the heart of Radharani. He's a Kayavyoha Sakhi of Radharani, Chungavidya Sakhi. So read this verse 13:4. 13:3. "Oh, great soul, if you roll about in the ground of Vrindavan, then you will attain an exalted position." How exalted? A position like the beautiful pearl necklace which Shyam strings and is worn by Sri Radha. Such an exalted destiny will not be very difficult for you to obtain. So this is the power of the dust of Vrindavan, this land of enchantment, the enchanting the enchantment of the love land of play. And this is the first verse explaining how everything and all things are attainable by Vrindavan.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe.